I say it's not what people call me, it's what I answer to. That's a good thing, too, because I was in Mississippi, and there was a sign on a door as I was getting ready to go into a grocery store. It actually said, and I quote, "Nigger, when the sun don't shine, I bet not see your black behind." Apparently, this is some form of Southern poetry that I am unfamiliar with, but I did not let it stop me. I walked in there. I told the guy, I said, "Hey, man, you see that sign out there? Well, the word nigger is spelled with two G's, you dumbass. Spell check." And then I ran, because they'll still lynch black people in Mississippi. You know what, though? I don't respond to that word. You know why? Because if you do, you give the racist the power. And you know, you may not ever be able to get rid of that word because it's been with us so long, but you can change the meanings of words. You can turn a negative to a positive. If you can attach it to something everybody loves, I'm going to do that with that word. You know what I'm going to come up with? Snack foods. We love Cheetos, Doritos, Pringles. Why not niggers? Doesn't it sound like a snack food? Mmm, tasty niggers, yeah. And I'm gonna make some great flavors. Cheese niggers. Sour cream and onion niggers. And for my Latino brothers and sisters, nacho niggers. But no barbecue niggers, because I don't like the way that sounds. And the only time anybody will ever get upset when they hear that word again is when they're at a party and they don't have none. What, no niggas? You can't have a party without niggas? You got crackers. Nobody wants crackers at a party. Remember this, people, and I mean this from my heart, and you have just helped me prove it. Laughter brings people together. We need a lot more laughter in this world and a lot less of the dumb crap that divides us. You guys have been great. Thank you.
Renee Hicks.